AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The plane was flying too low and too fast, but the co-pilot accelerated, repeatedly shutting off any alarms that would have warned of the danger. These are the chilling new details from France, where investigators have now found the first direct evidence that a German Wings co-pilot deliberately slammed a passenger jet into a mountain, killing all 150 people on board. Our Angela Charlton is in France.
The French Air Accident Investigation Agency says that the co-pilot of the German Wings flight repeatedly and intentionally sped up the plane as he used the automatic pilot to drive it into the Alps.
The information comes from the flight data recorder, which was found yesterday at the crash site. President Obama's warning unhappy members of Congress not to foul up the agreement reached at the nuclear talks with Iran. He calls it a good deal.
This deal shuts down Iran's path to a bomb using enriched uranium
in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. But some Republican and Democratic members of Congress want to vote on it. Iran's hardliners are slamming the deal this morning as a bargain for the West and a disaster for Tehran. Louisville, Kentucky's had about 6 inches of rain this morning, according to emergency management official Jody Duncan.
We've got about 38 streets that are barricaded. We've had a mudslide at 15th and Hill, and one of our major thoroughfares, our expressway, is I-65. Is closed in certain locations because of the uprising water.
No injuries, though, she says. Economists anticipate a 13th month in a row of job gains when the government releases the employment report for March this morning. And six Filipino men screamed in pain as they had themselves nailed to wooden crosses to show the suffering of Christ on this Good Friday. This is AP Radio News. First Lady Michelle Obama was on The Tonight Show last night judging Jimmy Fallon's impression of her husband.
Didn't you get the memo? It's a barbecue. And I go, yeah.
Was that was your Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Was
it good?
No.
Mrs. Obama says the first daughters recently tried to explain the idea of a group text chat to the president, but they didn't get very far. She says daughter Malia finally told the president, "Oh, Dad, you're so detached." But he travels a lot. The president's now visited every state in the union as president, except one, South Dakota. But with 21 months left in his term, the president still has plenty of time to get there. This morning, President Obama will be in Utah, where he will be talking about the solar industry, jobs, and the state of the U.S. economy. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.